Locker Room Chats here on KNZA continuing this week as we get you set for week three of high school football coming your way on Friday night. Brandon Tamman with you. We're joined now by the Valley Falls Dragons head coach. That is Wyatt Hofstra, brought to you by the Elevator and Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Coach, two games in, a 1-1 record. You guys suffered your first loss of the season in week two last Friday night against Oskaloosa. Another low scoring game. This time the Bears getting it done 18-6. You've had some time to dissect it and just kind of go over it a little bit. What was the initial thoughts and takeaways from that loss to Oskaloosa?
I thought in week two we looked better than we did in week one. I thought defensively we have done really well this year so far through two games. I know it's only two games, but our defense has looked spectacular, vastly improved since the last previous seasons. And, you know, except for a couple of big plays we gave up, about 4 to 5 big plays we gave up and a couple of mistakes here and there. We held them pretty well. And then offensively, we moved the ball better, especially passing wise, but then, you know, the mistakes there and shooting ourselves in the foot, and especially just at critical times and drives. I think that we were inside the red zone, I believe 6 times and scored once. So that's the frustrating part there, is that we have opportunities, put chances, put points up on the board and can't convert.
Yeah, you talk about just having those opportunities, and that with time you would think that's going to start to improve a little bit. But going back to the defense, you hold Oskaloosa to 18. They had hung up 38 points on Pleasant Ridge in week number one. So your defense has looked good here in a couple weeks. I know the offense a little bit up and down, but you got the passing game going a little bit, you know, against the Bears. You know, Grant Meyer, you know, the completion percentage wasn't great, but he had 8 completions for 171 yards. You had Colin Carney, another nice day for him, and then Damian Cervantes, 1 catch, but it went for 57 yards. So just getting a little more consistency on offense, but at least here through the first couple weeks, you're finding some success in the passing game.
Yeah, definitely. I thought that was good to see. Our O-line is young, so that kind of just comes with the learning curve of some of that. Grant has to scramble around a lot and hard to complete some of those balls when he doesn't have a lot of time. But on the back end, I think the guys were, you know, getting open downfield and catching the ball, making some contested grabs, and then running after the catch was a big deal that we did pretty well on. And then, like you said, defensively, we were nervous about Oski's onslaught of offense that they showed in week one. And I thought a couple guys that stood out, Duncan Alvarenga, kept their big receiver to 0 catches till the fourth quarter, and then had a couple just height advantage on him late. He did well, and Carter Pickerel and Brady Nellis at linebacker spots, and Tucker Edmonds and Colin Carney at defensive ends. I thought a lot of guys really stood out on defense.
Well, we're sitting here at 1-1, 2 weeks in. You know, we're 25% of the way through the regular season, so talk about how quickly it goes. I mean, next week when we talk, we're going to be pushing up on the halfway point of the regular season. So you've probably answered the next question, and you can certainly add a little more to it. But in terms of 2 weeks in, what have you liked, and what do you like to see improve here as we move forward, not just week three, but the rest of the season?
This year I've liked our focus and our energy. We're playing with a passion and a grit and a toughness. And, again, defensively, it has been the biggest improvement from last year. And then the offense, I know that, you know, we're a couple steps away and, you know, cut down on that every day, and we'll show some improvement here going into districts. But like you said, you know, you start and it's August and you snap your fingers and it's Halloween and the semester's almost over. So yeah, it flies by and you got to take advantage of every opportunity you have.
We got a couple more minutes with Wyatt Hofstra, Valley Falls football coach. They got ACCHS coming up here in week three. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on KNZA. A few more minutes here with Valley Falls football coach. That is Wyatt Hofstra here on KNZA. Our locker room chat tonight brought to you by the Elevator and Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. The Dragons are 1-1. Going to be our feature game on Care Radio this week, Care 93.7, as they travel to Effingham to take on Atchison County, a team that is also 1-1 on the year. Coach, the initial thoughts on this Tigers team that you're going to see here on Friday night?
They're big and physical. I know that their wrestling program helps them out in that. They got some good backs that they like to get the ball to, and they end up going forward.
Are they more comparable to Horton that you saw in week one, or more so with maybe Oskaloosa, you know, compared to what they do stylistically?
Stylistically, I'd say they're kind of in the middle. They want to force the ball downhill, up through the tackles. But then they do have some good athletes that they like to get out in space, kind of like Oski did. So some similarities between both, I'd say, early.
On the other side of that, are they going to present something, whether it's offense or defense, maybe you haven't seen yet to this point?
Not quite that we haven't seen yet. Pretty similar concepts, maybe a little bit different scheme. You know, getting from point A to point B maybe a little differently, but, it, you know, football's football, and they want to go north-south, and that's what they're going to do.
Well, excited for this one on CARE Radio on Friday night. Give us a few keys, expectations. What is it going to take to get a win on the road?
Defense, continue playing well. You know, given the offense an opportunity to score a couple and keep it low and reset the line of scrimmage, fire out low, use your hands, and wrap up and tackle.
There it is. Simple stuff, but good stuff. There it is. Valley Falls again. Wyatt Hofstra, football coach, joining us here. They'll be at Atchison County on Friday night. You can catch that. Tom Couts and crew, that'll be our feature game on CARE Country, CARE 93.7. Again, week 3, Valley Falls at Atchison County. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. We'll talk to you again next week.
Absolutely. Thanks for all you do. Go Dragons.